Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, if you're looking for a new series to watch, movie to go to, or podcast to listen to, Spin's Katie Gallagher is with me in studio with everything you don't want to miss this week. Katie, how's things?
Oh, good.
I'm not too bad at all, actually. There is loads of good viewing out there.
Your legend is the identities we use when we work undercover. Your legend has to be part of you. One wrong word, one wrong decision, and you're a goner.
The heroin crisis is a national emergency. Mrs. Thatcher needs a crisis she can solve, and here it is. You think a few customs officers can take on the biggest drug gangs in Britain?
Absolutely.
And that's Legends. It's on Netflix.
I've heard loads about this.
Really? Yeah. 6-part. I've actually been watching and it was so good. And then a few other things kind of just got in the way, Love Island being one. And then I recently was like, actually, how did I forget about that? Went back to it now over the weekend and it's brilliant. 6-part series. It's based on this, on a true kind of situation in the UK. So the heroin crisis around the Thatcher era kind of time. And it's like a dramatic kind of retelling of that, starring Steve Coogan in a very serious role. Right. He's the head of the customs. And they're set out this task. They've no money, they've no budget, but there's this crisis happening and they need to try and infiltrate the gangs that are bringing heroin into the UK. So it's a true tale of what actually happened around then. And basically, a poster goes up in a staff room of a customs office. One's at the airport, one's just in an office. They're doing kind of tax evasion. And basically, a few people that are bored go for it, go into this meeting. They're told you're going on this secret task. You'll go through a bit of training, not a whole pile. They're asked a few questions. If they kind of pass, they go through. And they're told there's nothing for it. You're getting no money. If you die on the thing, nobody's going to even know because nobody can know this is happening. And the few actually put their hands up and say, do you know what? Yeah, I want the bit of the thrill. They go in and they basically have to infiltrate these gangs, become part of the gangs. Mm. They have to be tailing them, really putting their lives on the line. And you're watching them through this and what happens to be that person that's going undercover and what happens to your family. You have to completely go off the grid or else it traces back to them. And it's just very interesting because, as I said, it's something that's true. It's not that long ago. And kind of shows what, you know, the what goes into having to be the person that does something like that.
Drama. Yeah. 6-part series, which is the dream length of time.
The dream. They're about an hour to an hour and a bit, some of them. But again, like a good, you know, sit down at night, really get stuck in. And then there's another one. So yeah, you could do it probably over the course of a week and would be kind of nice every evening. But definitely a good one. As I say, it's based on a true story. So it kind of rings true. But it's also, as you say, quick and snappy and one of those limited series. So, you know.
Love. But right up my street. It's actually, I have it on my list to watch. And it's on Netflix as well, isn't it?
Netflix, so. Yeah. So that's sitting there waiting for you.
Legends on Netflix. Your movie for this week?
That man had nothing.
Well, actually, there is $30 million. And we have our motive. We need to look for clues.
Stand back.
I am, after all, a sheep detective.
Who killed George? What are they hiding?
What if I can't solve it?
I've read you dozens of these stories. They follow very simple rules.
Look, a clue.
Every time something happens with this case,
that's my hat.
There they are.
A clue.
Thank you all.
The Sheep Detectives. This is on Prime Video.
Is this modern day Babe?
It's basically Babe meets Knives Out. So right. it's like a whodunit with talking sheep. But the sheep
for children.
No, it's not even for children.
Okay.
It's really not. It is PG and it's a family movie, I would say. But it's not aimed at children. And I wouldn't say if it's even for children, because there's maybe some themes that, you know, there's death and kind of a few things. But there's definitely a bit of humour that maybe would go over their heads. So I think it's definitely one you could watch maybe on a Wednesday night with the kids and how schools are off and everyone would get some enjoyment. But definitely a random, but it's really witty. And it's this murder mystery comedy with the biggest cast.
Sorry.
Like, those sheep, can I just say, are Brett Goldstein, Bella Ramsey, Chris O'Dowd, Bryan Cranston. Like, there's a massive cast. And then actually the people, some of the real people, that's Hugh Jackman is the lead. He's the guy who's dead. The sheep, he's the shepherd. He's killed. His sheep want to avenge his murder. So, but basically a police officer comes in. He's no good. The sheep get frustrated watching him making so many mistakes that they start to just kind of put things in front of him. And that's what he says at the end there. Every time something happens, they're there because he's completely wayward. He's going nowhere. So yeah. They just start to put little clues in front of him. They're figuring it out. And Emma Thompson's there. She's the lawyer. She's part of it. It's a massive cast. That's what drew me in. I thought it can't be. Even though I read it, I was like, what is this? It can't be bad if they're all part of it. And it's not. It is actually funny, witty, and just something different.
It was out in the cinema, I think, recently.
It was
advertised.
Out, but it did kind of fall in that funny time. I think I mentioned a few weeks ago where it was kind of Project Hail Mary and Devil Wears Prada, and there were some bigger things. So it was in and it was out. It was kind of in select cinemas. Prime Video have it now. So
it's on Prime Video.
It's come to Prime Video now in the past week, and it's there, and it's like number 4 or 5 in the top of them. So I was just scrolling, and I was like, oh, that looks different. And it is different. That's definitely it. But you know what? Feel good comedy, like just one of those kind of silly, funny, but also kind of, there is a good whodunit in it. I still didn't guess the murder at the end. So that's, you know, that's the main thing.
Definitely nice to have a family watch too, for all of our listeners enjoying the summer holidays. If you're hoping to get out for a long walk, or maybe you want something to listen to on a flight, this might be a good one.
I said to Joe, you know, we've given him everything, Joe, everything. Why would he turn to drugs? His daughters kept, where's daddy? Where's daddy? Have you heard from daddy? We didn't know where he was or how to find him.
Now, on one side, you have the grief of Beau and then dealing with the public scrutiny, especially around Hunter.
I didn't believe Beau was going to die. I think once we went through that, no matter how mean it got or cruel, it was like, buddy, you can't touch us.
So that's Jay Shetty's On Purpose, and that's Jill Biden, who's his most recent guest. Now, I don't know if you've listened to this podcast, but it's probably...
I've listened to some of Jay Shetty's stuff, but it's more kind of, is it not around health and wellness,
health
typically?
Health and wellness, and then he will kind of have some of the bigger names on too in between, and it nearly goes into the conversation of that. Yeah. So with Jill, it's kind of, you know, how she dealt with those times.
This is Joe Biden's wife talking about the death of...
Jill Biden, yes, of their son, Beau, and then just kind of with Hunter and the things that go on there. But as you say, that's not even what I would often go to this podcast for. This is definitely, it is the number one mental health podcast going out there. It has had that reign for quite a while. And it's probably one of the first podcasts I came across, because Jay Shetty himself is an author of How to Live Like a Monk. He is a former monk. He's quite an interesting person himself. So as a podcast host, he draws you in anyway, because he has that motivational speaker. You'll probably see the clips of him kind of always do the rounds, kind of given the live, laugh, love kind of, meaning, more meaning to them. And then, as I say, Jill is most recent, and you know, one of those kind of more, I suppose, heavy hitting interviews that she'd probably give and that he would probably have on there. But he does have some of the celebrities on as well.
How does he do with Jill Biden telling her story?
Well, he's actually quite good, because he leaves her space and she kind of just has the room to, I suppose, herself open up. And again, sometimes in the interviews, they, with the likes of maybe Jill Biden, especially with presidency and stuff in the past, they'll hold a lot back, or maybe they have to hold a lot back.
Yeah.
But in something like this, everyone feels a safe space, and you would like to think that with a former monk and this person that kind of is the guru, the mental health guru on the scene. So I think it's one of the ones where you see the most of her, and I've definitely learned things that you wouldn't before. And then, as I say, it's kind of one of those ones that there's celebs, but there's also, I love the relationship kind of advice. There's couples that come on, and he had recently as well the world's biggest couple therapist, and kind of given helpful tips just to people at home, and just on resilience and purpose, and just marriage counselling, and or even just Steve, people how to spot a narcissist. You know, these kind of things that you see the clip bait
lifestyle
of.
Tips.
Lifestyle tips.
Now, the Jill Biden podcast, I'd have an interest in listening to.
Yeah, so that's only up. Yeah. So that's recent. So
that's the most recent
episode.
That's the most
recent. So if you look, you'll see it there. So definitely worth a listen. And I think just him in general, all of his stuff, I would say, is worth a listen. Books, podcasts, audiobooks, on your walk. Jay Shetty, I would definitely be typing in. I often go to him when I need a little bit of a guru in my ears.
If you need something to listen to. If you're looking for something to go to, if you're not gigged out of it.
I think about these past few weeks,
So the Wolf Tones are back again. We've said our farewells to them.
Yeah,
they're back. They said
for another popular, farewell.
Well, no, by popular demand, I think they nearly declared last year that we're back. We're so back. And they are, because I think I've seen them more in the past few years than I've ever even known them before since they've been on their farewell tour. EP kind of really got it going for them, and then All Together Now and all of those gigs. But they are in the Three Arena this Friday, this Saturday. They're back then on the 24th. They're also they're playing a load of gigs this month. They're in the O2 Belfast later on then in August, and they're in the Gleneagle in Killarney. But this weekend, Three Arena, and those are sold out. But I was on there, and the resale, verified resale, are up, and there is definitely tickets for the 24th.
For so, if that's for the Wolf Tones. Lily Allen, is that tonight?
That's tonight.
The whole country must be going to that.
The whole country seems mad to go to Lily Allen. I think she took over last year, and she had this kind of real power move. Yeah. And, you know, she had the new album. And I think that the idea of this show, it's not her old stuff, but it's the new album, and it's her telling the story of her breakup in her own words, in order of how she wanted it to be. It's almost like a dramatic retelling. So I think you need complete attention for that.
Yeah,
so,
it's probably why it's in the Three Arena then. But,
yeah, and it's definitely for the girls, a night for the girls, 100%.
Who else is in Marley Park this week?
Then we have Mumford and Sons. That's what I'm going to. Big fan of those. And also, they've been doing a little bit of a press tour recently, and they're talking up Dublin a lot, and they often keep an eye on them for the pubs this weekend, because they will often pop up in the pubs. They do O'Donoghue's. They always pop up somewhere. I love that for them too. And they've teased that they might bring somebody on, and they have a new song out with Hosier, who often frequents the likes of Marley Park and stuff too, so I'm kind of holding out for that. Rubber Band Man, that's their song, so that would be nice.
Well, I'm off to take that this Saturday
take
night.
Take that on this weekend. Yeah, it's all happening.
There's so many gigs.
Cian de Croes and Trinity, Kings of Leon are in Limerick. It's all happening, so you just need to really schedule them in.
Loads of recommendations. Katie Gallagher from Spin, thanks a million for joining us with this week's me. Don't Miss
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.